This is Jay Sekulow breaking news. The FBI missing 5 months of text messages on the Russia probe.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
You know what's suspicious as somebody who's actually been through these investigations is that the missing text messages, that the end date of that is the day before Mr. Mueller starts his probe. When you're talking about things that end within hours of other things starting, you really have to raise an eyebrow and say, that's highly suspicious.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I think in normal times, you might be able to give some credence to this in government. It's a pretty fair rule that stupidity and ineptitude is more telling than sort of criminal intent. But it's very, very convenient that these things are missing. And I think Congress needs to get to the bottom of that, too. Have a report to make sure that the FBI is actually telling the truth on this.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. We start the week off with some major news. Four major takeaways from a Senator Johnson's letter regarding the FBI. Now, let me tell you what's happened here. There are email or text message exchanges between Peter Strzok. You remember this part of the Mueller's, he was part of the investigative team for Bob Mueller. Then you had Lisa Page, was one of the lawyers for Bob Mueller. They had a series of text messages exchanges both while they were on the case and then before. So from December 4th, 2016 until May 17th, 2017, the day that Bob Mueller was appointed, those text messages are missing. Let me say that again. The text message exchanges between December 14th, 2016 and May 17th, 2017, which includes the date when James Comey was fired, but May 17th, 2017, those text messages are missing. Guess what happened on May 17th? Robert Mueller was appointed by Rod Rosenstein to be the special counsel. Call it coincidence. Call it whatever you'd like. Sound familiar? Lois Lerner, missing emails. Hillary Clinton, missing emails. What is it with the FBI and not being able to keep evidence? That's how I start this conversation. And frankly, to me, a full investigation needs to be going on. But when we go into the particulars on this, Jordan, of what they actually have said that they released is also very, very troubling, including litigation we have on that tarmac exchange between Loretta Lynch and Hillary Clinton.
That's right. And about Loretta Lynch specifically saying she basically said, I'll just take the advice from the FBI director. She didn't recuse herself, but said if the FBI director wants to prosecute, we'll prosecute. If not, I'll take his advice. And they said, ha ha, when she knows there's not going to be any charges filed. It's really easy to do so.
Right.
Yes. So that's letter in there. Of course, let's remember, these are the individuals who talked about that secret plan in, quote, Andy's office. That's
Andy
the
McCabe?
Number two at the FBI, still there as deputy director. Remember, Peter Stork's still there. Was kicked out of the Mueller team.
But it's still an FBI agent.
But he's still an FBI agent. He's in as of last reporting, he's in human resources. And Lisa Page is still either at DOJ, FBI. She was also briefly on the Mueller team. So he was dismissed.
Yep.
But we are talking about, like with Lois Lerner, the day the request comes in from Ways and Means Committee in her case, oh, the hard drive's been destroyed. These are text messages, so it's not a hard drive issue. In fact, with the cloud and everything else, are we really going to believe that our FBI is so inept that they have nowhere else to go but what, the actual systems themselves? They don't need a warrant. This is their property. This is government property, not private property.
I want to say something very clear here. I hate to say this, but I really believe this is the case. We're starting to see, we have seen, a pattern in practice. When there are key evidentiary points and key timelines, why is it that the Department of Justice, the Department of the Treasury, the FBI, loses, supposedly, or can't retrieve critical evidence? Critical evidence. These folks were leading the investigation of the president. And 5 months missing? And it just happens to coincide with December of 2016, when the whole situation with General Flynn started and then ends the day that Bob Mueller is appointed? You figure that out. We'll take your calls. We want to know your reaction to all this. Logan will let you know how you can get your comments in.
That's right. 1-800-684-3110 or comments online on social media. Just search for Jay Sekulow, broadcasting live.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
To the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. So let me kind of set this up for you, because I think it's very important to get the timing straight. So here's what happened. We know that there were 10,000 text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page that are under review by the Department of Justice. They were released. You had the ones where they want the insurance plan. We have all those discussions that Jordan mentioned earlier. Now there are missing text messages between Strzok and Page. These are both people that were assigned at some point covering when they're missing. They were both employees of Robert Mueller's special counsel office. So there are missing text messages between these two who had the animus against the president, or then he was the president-elect, from December 14th of 2016 to May 17th of 2017. Let me tell you what takes place during that period that the evidence is now gone. Okay, this is what takes place. BuzzFeed publishes the Steele dossier on January 11, 2017. Actually, you start before that. In late December, conversations that purportedly were involving it was in the media as well, conversations involving General Flynn and some senior officials at the Trump transition team. That was in that period. BuzzFeed publishes the Steele dossier on January 11th. Strzok interviews Michael Flynn on January 24th. Comey is fired on May 9th. Special counsel Robert Mueller is appointed May 17th. What's missing? From 12:14 to 5:17. So when they start with the conversations with General Flynn and supposedly senior transition officials, and the day Bob Mueller is appointed. Now, is the left going to say that's okay, so there's missing evidence? What's the big deal? Because that is a pretty weak excuse. So here's the takeaway. Who allowed this evidence to be destroyed during this pending proceeding? You had a pending legal matter, a pending review, a Russia probe investigation. And now, conveniently, that series of text messaging exchange is gone. I asked this to Logan during the break. How is it just gone? I mean, they're saying it's a configuration issue.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's a lot of tech issues that can technically go wrong, but these dates seem rather convenient. This isn't something that, you know, you lost a handful of them, something happened there.
No, this is date specific.
Date specific, months of time, which is odd. There's a lot of things. I'm not going to be someone who's going to come here and claim that I know the back end of how the FBI.
But you would think they would be able to get it. But
you think, you know, you could pull them up pretty much, the text messages, you know, if, in case you don't know this, pretty much live forever. So, you know, you have to be careful what you text in general. But for the FBI, you'd think this would be something that'd be rather easy. When these dates get so specific, it does at least set off some red flags.
And they don't need specific. This is the FBI. This is our property. This is the American people's property.
Right.
This was not on their private phones. So there's not an issue here with going to the provider of the cellular services, to the tech company itself, to say, help us get our information. Yeah, they don't have to get a criminal warrant on Peter Strzok to get this, because it's not really his phone. It's really a government phone that he gets to use. Same with Lisa Page. And so everything written on that is theirs.
But we also know when they, it's like a criminal warrant, something like that. These providers do provide.
Yeah, this just makes
all
it easy.
The text, so someone has them. They exist somewhere.
Well, yes. So they exist somewhere. So now your job as lawyers to find out why it's gone and what it said. And that's exactly what you have to look at here. And I mean, it'll be a lot of explaining to do, in my view, on all this. But look what happened during these, you know, we'll get to what was released, but also 44 USC 3101 requires all records be properly preserved. Sound familiar? But this is an ongoing pattern and practice. And I know that some in the media will be monitoring this broadcast and say, this is what the president's lawyer said. But I'm going to say it. It does appear to be, based on just objectively reviewing serious investigations that were supposed to be taking place, that there seems to be a pattern and practice within government agencies, State Department, FBI, DOJ, where things are simply missing. Yeah. And those things that are missing are always on critical dates. We had that with the IRS case. You had it with the Clinton email on the private server investigation, so-called investigation. And now you have it with the so-called Russia probe of the Trump transition team and Trump officials as it relates to an investigator and an attorney. And let me go over what was done, what's missing for those 4 months, where this were the takeaways of what took place during those 4 months. Started December 14th, 2016 through May 17th, 2017. Those text messages are gone as if they don't exist. Then BuzzFeed, of course, published it, the Steele dossier January 11th. So there'll be no text messages from these two discussing that. Peter Strzok is interviews Michael Flynn on January 24th, 2017. So there'll be no text messages between these two from them. They're gone. James Comey's fired by President Trump on May 9th, 2017. At that point, those text messages between the two are gone. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is appointed on May 17, 2017. Text messages covering that date between the two, gone.
And that's the final date. And they weren't very, they weren't very creative with hiding these messages. I mean, that's how I would say it, to be quite honest with you. Because if you look at the timeline, it is absurd. I mean, if you were them, you'd think you'd at least like say maybe a few more days. Because the day Bob Mueller is appointed and puts these people on his team is the day that suddenly their text messages start working again and being retrievable by the government. And ultimately, Mueller dismisses Strzok. But not until months after.
Later.
I mean, we're talking 3-4 months later. Lisa Page was temporarily on this team as well. So these people were not just at the highest levels of DOJ and FBI. They were at the special counsel secret office doing the work in the special secret investigation. And so far, we're still paying for their salaries. You and I and the FBI, which is supposed to protect us from criminal activity, can't find their own people's text messages. But I wonder if they have a problem finding your text messages.
None.
Or my text messages. I don't think that they do. And it doesn't seem like they do in law enforcement either. So if they're able to do it there, but they can't do it internally, this is disgusting from our government. It is past the level of absurd. We've already been there with Lois Lerner, but this is not IRS. We're talking about the people who are supposed to keep us safe from violent crime and terrorist activities in our own country.
All right, so here's what we're doing. I want to be very, very clear on this, and that is we are working to get with Congress. I mean, they need to get the answer to this, and senators have asked and congressmen are asked, and then you've got the 4-page memo that needs to be released. So there's a lot going on the investigative front while the government, of course, is shut down. So there you go. All right, we're taking your calls and comments, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and grab some, Logan.
All right, let's go to Jerry in Rhode Island on line two. Let's go to Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jay. What's the word for destruction of evidence? It's held against the government. There's a word for it when the evidence is destroyed. What's that word?
I call it destruction of evidence.
No,
you're looking for the legal term of art for destruction of evidence?
Yes, a legal term.
Yeah, well, it's a legal term. I mean, you cannot destroy evidence. Interfering with evidence, destruction of evidence, all of those raise serious criminal issues. Here, it's just the timing is just so convenient, as is always the case, it seems, with any. Look, we did the IRS case. We brought the civil case on the IRS situation. We filed FOIAs also. In addition to the civil case against the IRS, we filed FOIAs. Fine, where are these emails? Remember, they couldn't find them, then they could find them, then they couldn't find them again. This is unacceptable from the federal government that's supposed to be in the business of investigating these things when they're happening. So destruction of evidence, Jerry, is just that. Destruction of evidence.
And these are two bad actors. They've already been exposed as bad actors, removed from the team, if you will, and placed into kind of FBI purgatory by being at this, going from the top of the FBI to human resources. But what we also know, I mean, as our producer pointed out, we will never know if we never get these messages, because they commented on everything, these two, that was going on in the news. Which is not that weird for normal people, but for top FBI and DOJ officials having an affair, which, remember, was going on here, it is pretty bizarre, especially when they're involved in these investigations. We're not going to know what they said about the dossier, right? Because that's in the leak of the dossier. You know these two are commenting on that. We're not going to know about whether or not Peter Strzok had some disdain for Michael Flynn, thought he didn't like him, thought his politics were outside the norm, thought he was crazy, whatever. Those are the kind of terms they use to describe everybody else, or worse, words I can't repeat on the air, that would totally lead to, in the sense where Michael Flynn has pled guilty, could lead to like a mistrial or dropping of the case because of statements like that. We're not going to know about what they thought about Jim Comey being fired. Was that time to kick in the insurance policy? How many times during this were they referencing the number two at the FBI, their good friend Andy McCabe, who was still there? And we're not going to find out about what they thought about the special counsel being appointed. And then ultimately they end up on his team. So I think, to me, this is one of the worst,
yep,
most egregious, and unbelievable, and it goes to the top of the FBI. I don't know what Chris Wray is thinking, putting this in a letter to the Senate chairman. You would think he would have done a lot more work before using this excuse, the dog ate my homework, which is basically what the FBI is claiming. The dog ate the text messages, the misconfiguration. Everyone knows that data that is sent electronically can be retrieved. It may not be on your actual device. You may have to go two steps further than that, but it can be retrieved. No one is alleging that they were using some kind of special text messaging software that bleaches things or peer-to-peer. This is, we are talking about basic text messages,
yep,
and they're saying they're blaming Samsung devices.
Right. It doesn't even seem like they've gone that extra step to even looking into it. It's just, oh, are we had an issue? Sorry. So that just can't be how it is. You know, we're just talking about months and months of data. How did no one see that was
happening? It's going
happening?
On for 6.6 months. If
it was happening
months?
For a week, maybe you're like, okay, these people, they weren't really monitoring that closely. But if you're talking about, it can't just be just them, too. So that's also the thing. Was it just their text messages, or were there other people's text messages also that glitched those months?
Okay, we're going to find all this out. We're taking your calls when we come back from the break, 800-684-3110.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
That's Jay Sekulow Band's version of Midnight Rider. All right, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. You're just joining us. Guess what's missing? 6 months of text messaging between Peter Strzok, FBI agent, counterintelligence expert on the Russia investigation. Lisa Page was a lawyer for the FBI or Department of Justice, who was also assigned to the special counsel. And remember, they had a series of animus-tainted text messaging between Strzok and Page. We haven't even gotten into what's now been released. But guess what's missing? That's what's the key here. Guess what is missing? From December 14th to 2016 to May 17th of 2017. 2014, 2016, here's what was going on. You had the Flynn conversations with senior transition officials, as the has been reported in the press. So their conversations about that missing. BuzzFeed publishes the Steele dossier, January 11, 2017. Text messaging between the two, missing. Peter Strzok interviews Michael Flynn on January 24, 2017. The text messages between there, missing. Comey is fired by the President of the United States on May 19, 2017. Their text messaging there, missing. Robert Mueller, special counsel appointed May 17, 2017. Text messages, missing. Based on a glitch. They love glitches, these agencies. They love a good glitch. It was a glitch when they edited out when we started the Iran nuclear negotiations because it didn't fit the narrative. That's edited out. The IRS emails missing. The Clinton email thing, emails missing. Here it's text messages. Missing. Just gone. As if they didn't exist. Or was it the willful destruction of evidence? It's one of the two. And it's hard to believe these dates, and this is just a glitch. And I'm sure, why is not CNN and MSNBC saying this is outrageous? Why is this missing? Are they going to cover that tonight? That would be good. Right now they're covering the reopening of the government, which they're now saying, Logan, we've had a little bit of a news that they're going to vote on reopening tomorrow, right?
Yeah, today.
Today?
Vote today to reopen the government. Is what
they're
saying.
So maybe they got the votes necessary to reopen the government, but government's still working. Here we go. Right. All right, taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let's take a call, Logan.
All right, let's go to Ann on line six. You've been hold for a while. Ann in Grand Rapids, you're on the air.
Well, gentlemen, I don't know how you do your job. I'm grateful you're there, but to be honest with you, I am over the top fed up with all the corruption in our country and our government. And the question I have is, what are we going to do to get, how can we broom these people out and get justice? We're going around in a circle, and it seems like everybody who is appointed to do a job, they're corrupt too. So what can we do? What does Congress have to do?
Well, Congress has legitimate oversight capability, which they're exercising here. That's how you're finding out about this. There's also supposed to be an inspector general. Now, he's supposedly doing a report on a lot of this, but those things tend to take months and months and months. But you raise, Anne, the question that I think the entire American people are asking, the people that are engaged on this, and that is, how can you make this stuff up? That every time there's a substantive investigation of any significance or a substantive inquiry of any significance, there's always missing documents from the government. From the government, the documents are missing. Could you imagine the reaction if it was the witness and they say, oh, well, my documents were missing for those months? But this is from the government itself.
Yeah, this is internal. We've talked all along about the Department of Justice, which again, has oversight over the FBI. It's part of the Department of Justice being weaponized by the Obama administration, and this culture that seems to persist even under the Trump administration at the mid to upper echelons of bureaucrats, especially,
yep.
And in the Department of Justice, even into some of the political appointees that are still around, but to the bureaucracy. Peter Strzok, let's just remind people, because in one of the text messages that did get released, this was before they couldn't start finding anything, this was in May, when basically now President Trump secured the nomination, Ted Cruz dropped out of the race, before the conventions, but before Jim Comey, before all of this, he says, to Lisa Page. Now the pressure really starts to finish MYE. That is the mid-year exam. That is the investigation of Hillary Clinton.
So they were calling
the
Clinton.
I just want to say, he was the guy heading up the Clinton investigation. So he was not a mid-level FBI agent. He was handling. Very sensitive because it involved a presidential candidate and former Secretary of State.
But remember what they said. They said, we won't call. It's not going to be called an investigation. They said, we'll call it a matter.
So it was a mid-year exam.
The MYE is the mid-year exam. And then he says, I'm now going to be under pressure to get it done. And then Lisa Page in a text says, well, what she called a profile in courage for Loretta Lynch, yeah, the then Attorney General, to say, I will take the advice of the FBI on this, whether to prosecute or not. And this is from Lisa Page saying, when they know they're not going to prosecute.
Interesting here, too, there is a part of their comments about how they edited Comey's July 5th statement. It is when you go through all of this, you know that the dates that are missing, these two individuals communicated about, because they talked about everything involving Clinton and Trump. And so if it involved Michael Flynn, they would have texted about it, and he interviewed him. He was what led to Flynn pleading guilty. He did the initial interview, starting that, unraveling all of that, which, remember, we think is also an issue with how they even got the information on Flynn through the dossier being released. We know they would have commented on that, but we don't get their messages. We know they would have commented on specifically Jim Comey getting fired. There's no way they wouldn't have commented on that. And Robert Mueller being appointed, because when he was appointed that day on May 17th, when their text message, that's the final day they don't get text messages. They didn't know at that point yet that they weren't going to necessarily be selected for his team, because he didn't even exist. So they were commenting on it. Whether did they like him? Did they not like him? Was this great? Was this horrible? Whatever. They're saying it doesn't exist. I don't know how Chris Wray, who got chosen by the President of the United States,
yep,
could, in good faith, send this to the FBI. But he still got the chief of staff at the FBI there, who's being referenced in these notes about Eddie. Right. He's still got the number two there, and he hasn't demanded their resignations or fired them. He could fire. They're appointees. You could fire them.
Yeah. It's really beyond the pale here of what's missing. This is pretty incredible that you've got evidence that was either destroyed or is missing, or both. And this is in the United States Federal Bureau of Investigation investigating a Russia collusion, which is the initial mandate of this. And the evidence is mysteriously, or maybe on their end, miraculously missing. I mean, I just tell you, this is just not the way it's supposed to be. We'll get into what has been released and the impact of that. But I just got to tell you, folks, this is not normal. This is, you can't make this stuff up. This is, frankly, absurd. And I'll say it that squarely and that clearly. This is absurd. We're going to be here for another 30 minutes. Logan's going to let you know how you can get the full 30 minutes of the broadcast.
That's right. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We will take a lot of these calls, but I know a lot of you have been holding. We've just been trying to get through this. But if you don't get the full half hour, of JSEC Live, we go on for another half hour. You can find us broadcasting live, ACLJ.org, Facebook.com/JSEC, Periscope, Twitter @JSEC, broadcasting live there right now, as well as at ACLJ.org. But you can get in there and get your comments in. Phone lines are jammed right now, but they'll open up. If you do lose us here, you can find us archived later on the ACLJ app, available in the App Store. You can also find us on ACLJ.org and subscribe to the JSEC Live podcast.
Don't forget, your support of the ACLJ allows us to do this work. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Your support keeps the ACLJ engaged on so many issues here in the United States, but also around the globe. We'll be back with the second half in just a moment. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, ACLJ.org.
to the broadcast room. Let me kind of start this from the top again. Let me tell you what's happened here. The FBI has said they have lost or can't find various text messages between Peter Strzok, the FBI agent that was in charge of the Russia probe, and Lisa Page, who was a lawyer eventually assigned to work for the Mueller prosecution team. There was, before the appointment of Bob Mueller, they were working on, they were the ones who issued the controversial text messages about the president, about the animus. We've talked about that. But let me tell you what's missing. So what is missing are the dates from 12/14/16 to May 17, 2017. So let me tell you what goes on there. And this is what you need to understand. And this is important for you to understand because this is stuff you can't make this up. So during that missing 6 months, this is what you have taking place. Remember, there was concern about text messages or conversations between General Flynn and folks affiliated with the Russian government about various matters that they said was discussed with a, quote, senior transition official for the Trump team that was on the transition team. That took place in December. Well, those, any commentary that Page and Strzok have about that, not here. BuzzFeed publishes the Steele dossier on January 11, 2017. So text messages, commentary on that between the two, not available. Peter Strzok himself interviews Michael Flynn on January 24, 2017. Text messaging between the two, not available. James Comey's fired by the President of the United States on May 9, 2017. Text messages there, not available. Special Counsel Robert Mueller appointed on May 17, 2017. Text messages about that, no longer available. And then it starts up again on May 18, 2017. At which point these two are appointed to work on the Russia probe. And they're just missing.
They were already working. I mean, they were working on it previously because he interviewed Flynn.
Yeah, so he was working on the Russia probe before the special counsel.
And then Mueller pulls him on the team. Mueller dismissed him in July, but we don't find out about that until much later that he was dismissed from Mueller's team. I don't know exactly. When was that, Will? It was the fall that we find out that he was dismissed, and that was in July. So it obviously was so bad, these messages, that we know about and that I guess Bob Mueller and his team knew about. And I try to say, like, and his deputies, but, like, this was one of his deputies. That someone at this level would have been a number two to him, or at least, you know, in the grouping of number twos to him, because this was the same person at the FBI who led the Clinton investigation.
Yeah.
So these are high-ranking officials. These are not mid-level bureaucrats. These are the top of the top of the top of our law enforcement agencies.
There's absolutely no excuse. All right, Logan, let's grab a call here. I know it's we got people that have been holding, so.
All right, we'll go in order, though. Let's go to Donald, who's calling on line five. You're on the air, Donald.
Hey, Donald, go ahead.
Hey, Jay. Yep. So great to talk to you. Thank you so much for all the work you guys do.
Yep.
Two quick questions. Okay, the first question is, how fast can any government agency act to seize and control any FBI technological assets involved with all this to prevent a cover-up of the cover-up? And secondly, do we know if any other FBI personnel had the same technology for the same period of time who also lost information for the same reason?
All right, very good question. We don't know yet. And as far as technical recovery, Logan, I guess it would be both the technicians from Samsung and the – but it sounds like it's a configuration on the FBI's part here.
Yeah, I don't know if it maybe was passed through somehow and they were able to capture it in between, but somebody
can get
it.
These.
Most likely. I mean, I can't say with certainty.
Eventually they got the IRS emails.
But yeah, eventually you can find – I mean, hopefully the – a service provider most likely has some form of way to archive the content they get. So presumably, you can reach out to the service provider, and they should be able
so
to
do it. So that investigation's going on, and we're going to probably be sending a FOIA request to find out what happened here. We'll be taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. By the way, Senator Johnson's trying to find out the answer to those questions as well. But this is this goes in the category of you can't make this up. That's how outrageous this is. We have to continue to fight and move this forward. We're going to do that. We'll take your calls when we come back at 1-800-684-3110. I want people to get their comments in too.
That's right. Phone lines are completely jammed, but some will open up, as you said. But you can get your comments in on social media. We're taking some during the break. We also have exclusive videos coming up in the break if you're watching online. So if you're watching online, the show doesn't end. We always keep talking through the breaks. But right now, we're going to show you a video made just for you guys here. We'll be right back with more of Jay Sekulow Live.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in the centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're evaluating the entire situation, so you know what we're dealing with. Let's go ahead and take a call first, and then I want to go through some of the messaging.
All right, let's go to Jim in Texas, online 3. Jim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Jim.
Hello, gentlemen. I just want to thank you for everything you do.
Sure.
But I was just wondering how many of you were really surprised by this, because it's like Groundhog Day all over again. You know, it's the same thing every time. And with the FBI and the Department of Justice record on changing documents and losing documents and losing technology, and which is a bunch of crap, because honestly, there's redundant servers everywhere nowadays.
Well, that's what Logan said. They could find this stuff. Here's the thing. There appears to be a pattern in practice within our government agencies to conveniently lose evidence when there is a subsequent investigation, and it always involves the critical time period. I don't care if it's the IRS case, which we did, the Hillary Clinton email situation, or now these text messages. There seems to be our director of policy, Harry Hutchinson, just joined us, Professor Hutchinson. I asked this question, and there is a pattern in practice here. It's a willful destruction of evidence during critical time periods in investigation. The American people are supposed to say, oh, it's okay. We're not saying it's okay.
Jay, you're absolutely correct. There is indeed a pattern of practice that implicates the State Department, the Department of Justice, and the FBI. So the question that we need to focus on is whether the FBI used bleach bit and hammers to misconfigure the Samsung phones of Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Did the FBI mysteriously fall prey to the Lois Lerner Hillary Clinton disease in order to lose crucial messages between the two actors at the FBI?
But what about, Harry, the time period here? I mean, it's not just any time period.
Absolutely.
It's the five critical month time period, six critical months.
Absolutely. And it's very similar to the situation that we were involved in terms of our FOIA request with respect to the Lynch-Clinton tarmac meeting. The FBI told us that they did not have any information responsive to our request. It turns out they had tons of information. My suspicion is that the FBI currently has information on this critical time period. They simply are not sharing it with the American people.
Because, Logan, you think it probably exists somewhere.
Yeah, most likely it exists somewhere. Again, you can't say with certainty. But like Jordan said, if this is just an isolated incident, that's insane. But now you have to say, okay, 5 months over the course of potentially the entire department that had this technical glitch, That's a huge other issue that you think you'd be reaching out. They may have reached out to the service providers.
They're asking that. So this is what Senator Johnson says,
we're talking to him, maybe.
Senator Johnson chairs the Senate time? Homeland Security Committee, is asking these follow-up questions to Director Wray of the FBI. Please explain the scope and scale of all records lost, destroyed, or otherwise alienated during the mid-year examination investigation. That is the investigation of Hillary Clinton, and the scope and the scale of all records, not just text messages. Does the FBI, second question, have any records of communication between Ms. Page and Mr. Stork during December 14th and May 17th? If so, please provide those communications, not just asking for text messages. Those would be emails, messages, and other electronic communications, potentially. Even records of phone calls going back and forth, just if how much they were communicating. Could be of interest. Third question, has the FBI conducted searches of Mr. Strzok and Ms. Page's non-FBI issued communication devices or accounts to determine whether federal records exist on non-official accounts? We've seen that happen a number of times as well. Remember, Lois Lerner was forwarding IRS government work to her private email account. So was Hillary Clinton and her team. So we know that's happened before. Please explain how the FBI is complying with federal records requirements, the laws. We've talked about that. Question four, has the FBI produced text messages to the Department of Justice of Inspector General, the DOJ OIG, of any other FBI employees in furtherance of the DOJ OIG's review of the Clinton email investigation? If so, please identify which FBI employees' communications were produced. And finally, number five, has the FBI produced Microsoft link conversations between Ms. Page and Mr. Stork to the DOJ OIG? Please explain. So a lot of follow-up questions. The FBI is not, remember, this is not, and it's, they're not being directed by this. I hope not, at least the Clinton-like team, where it's so here. I mean, they're not out there to protect like the president.
Right.
So, which the Obama team was so similar, but is it all about this institutional, bureaucratic junk of we got to produce the institution over the reality?
Well, you have two issues going on right now simultaneously. Now you got missing evidence. Let's call it what it is: missing evidence, and you've got a memo that the left doesn't want released, and that memo needs to be released. And the reports are that it's going to be released very soon. So either this week or maybe even earlier in the week. All right, let's go ahead and take a call, and we'll get more comments. 1-800-684-3110. Who do we have next?
Yeah, Logan, give us a call. But Daryl from Florida is on line one. You've been holding about 31 minutes. Thanks, Daryl. Hey, Daryl. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Jay, I'm going to answer your first question. You asked how they get away with this. They get away with it because they know they can. They know that there'll be no one on the right besides you guys who will stand up and go toe-to-toe with them and say, you know what, I don't care about my political future. I don't care about getting reelected. I'm going to get in their face and hang on like a bulldog to their rotten behinds until they're prosecuted for this. That's why.
Well, here, look, in the IRS case, we did that. And while we can't bring, as private lawyers, as you can imagine, you can't bring criminal cases. That's the government's job. There was a big piece, and I think it was the Washington Post, basically blaming me and Cleta Mitchell for gutting the tax-exempt division of the Internal Revenue Service, which wasn't, first, I don't even think that's true. But what it did do is completely change the way in which that agency has to operate. You know what it's called? Follow the Constitution. Follow your own Internal Revenue Manual. Now we've got the Department of Justice engaged in the same shenanigans. And that's what this is. So Harry, if you look at this at 60,000 feet, and you're just looking in on this, it looks like the consistent pattern and practice of destruction of evidence.
Absolutely. So again, if we go back to the Hillary Clinton email investigation, the FBI agreed to delete critical information that was held on Cheryl Mills's laptop as well as Heather Samuelson's laptop. And so the question now becomes, did deep state operatives delete critical information during that 5-month time period in which, for instance, the Christopher Steele dossier was published, in which Michael Flynn was interviewed, and other additional critical information was acquired by the FBI.
Well, we know this. I mean, we know that the BuzzFeed published the dossier, and let's not forget who was involved in the dossier publication. The number four at the Department of Justice and his wife, who was working for Fusion GPS. I mean, this is what's happened. So, I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, independent, agnostic politically. This isn't the way the system of justice is supposed to work under a constitutional republic. Let's grab another call.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to Kim in Illinois on line four. Kim, you're on the air.
Hi, Kim.
Hey, I'm kind of like the last caller. This is never going to stop until these people are held accountable. When I break the law, I go to jail. If I thought I was never going to go to jail, never going to be held accountable, why wouldn't I break the law every day? That's why the American public...
Well, that's why, look, we're working very hard, and, you know, we have, to get to the bottom of these through FOIA litigation, and we got to the bottom of that whole Iran scam that was played off on the American people. We filed a federal lawsuit against the Internal Revenue Service. Now you've got the House and Senate investigating the FBI and DOJ, and believe me, I just cannot believe that these documents are just missing, that these are just missing. They're gone. As if they don't exist. Gone. The evidence for the 5 critical months of this, to the very date that the special counsel is appointed, they're gone. Now, you tell me how that's okay. Jordan?
Yeah, I mean, go through this. And what we also know about these two is that they loved commenting on everything that was happening, including things that they were involved in. So, Strzok, we know, is involved in the Clinton investigation. Clinton tarmac meeting happens, and Loretta Lynch says that the DOJ said they would just accept that information. Lisa Page writes to Peter Strzok, yeah, it's a real profile in courage, talking about Loretta Lynch, since she knows no charges will be brought. How did Loretta Lynch at that time, before the investigation was first announced as concluding, know that no charges would be brought if she wasn't interfering in the investigation? Now, you could say politically we all expected that there's no way the Obama administration was going to file charges against Hillary Clinton herself. But even at that time, some people expected some lower-level folks, tech officials, people that put together the server, may be in trouble. And she specifically says no charges will be brought.
Yep.
To the guy leading up the investigation for Jim Comey.
I mean, how is that possible?
So that means everybody knew, I guess.
Yes.
It's very possible because there is a deliberate premeditated decision to engage in a faux investigation from the start. By contrast, there was a deliberate decision to go after President Trump, then candidate Trump, deep state operatives within the FBI.
Not so deep. You don't have to dig so deep.
Yes.
This is leadership. Or lack of it. All right, we'll take calls and comments. We come back from the break, Logan, in the last segment of the broadcast.
That's right. Phone lines are completely jammed. We're going to take as many calls as we can, hopefully open up some of those lines. 1-800-684-3110. You can find us also on social media. We'll take some comments as well. But again, ACLJ.org, Facebook, Periscope, you get your comments in that way. But phone lines are jammed right now, but they will probably open up some. 1-800-684-3110.
And don't forget, your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. You could do that at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. We'll be back with more, including your calls and comments, the last segment of the broadcast coming up.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
Figure this out, okay? I mean, you got 5 months or 6 months of key missing evidence. Willful destruction of evidence. That's this whole thing. You cannot make this up. And this is in a constitutional republic. All right, it is the last segment of the broadcast, which means we got to grab as many calls as we can. A lot of people, Logan, have been holding a lot of time, yep. So let's go to it.
Let's go to Michelle first in St. Louis on line two. You're on the air, Michelle. Thanks.
Hi, how you doing? Pretty much everybody's answered or touched all the questions I had, but What can we do? What can we do, Jay, to be a voice, to let our voice be heard? Who do we go to? Who has the power to get these people out of this position? Let us help you. It shouldn't lie just on one person.
So here's what, it's not just relying on us. So look, you got the House and Senate are both investigating this. As lawyers, we're taking aim at this as well, as you can imagine. We'll get FOIA's out to find out how this happened, who authorized this, how it took place. In my other capacities, I look at this and say willful destruction of evidence. I mean, it's mind-boggling here that this can happen. So people have to be held accountable, not just Jordan move to another position, which is the trend here.
Well, that's what's, I think, it's not necessarily the worst, because the fact that we have these investigations going on is what is the most damaging to our country, especially if you believe, if we do, that it goes nowhere. But the idea that we're still paying for all these people's lives, I mean, I say that because we're paying their bills. They're able to just sit there all day. Probably Peter Strzok not happy about not having such a high-level position, but his salary didn't change. He's not having to go find work elsewhere at this point. Lisa Page, who has kind of disappeared into the bureaucratic infrastructure of the Department of Justice.
We don't know where she is right
now. Again, no indication they're gone. So we're paying, and then they get their pensions, and their pensions for these individuals, their full salaries are 80% of their salaries, with all the government benefits, all paid for by us, when it looks like they are involved in it. By the way, it's not just Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. There had to be a number of people involved to keep this information out of the public's eye, or even out of the congressional investigator's eye, or the inspector general's eye, which ultimately keeps it out of a judge's eye.
Right. So let's look at this, though. I mean, don't forget this. Listen to this comment from Congressman Ratcliffe to James Comey about when the decision was made to not prosecute on the Clinton matter.
Did you make the decision not to recommend criminal charges relating to classified information before or after Hillary Clinton was interviewed by the FBI on July the 2nd?
After.
So why isn't he not being investigated for false statement under oath, Harry?
Absolutely. It's a clear-cut case.
We know. I mean, we've got the memos now. We've got the emails. We did that in our FOIA case, decided back in March.
Absolutely. So it's a clear-cut case of perjury, and I would argue obstruction of justice if we think about it thoroughly.
Yeah, I just none of this passes any test, smell test or otherwise.
Do you think for, and again, it's speculative because the other people that have been, whether it's a Mike Flynn who has pled guilty or a Paul Manafort, who's got these charges against them, was pled not guilty. And does this rise to the level, or at least get to that borderline, where their attorneys, which you're not involved in,
that's separate, I don't represent them, right?
That their attorneys start filing motion to dismiss.
Look, I mean, as more information comes out, they could now. The Michael Flynn entered a plea.
Yeah.
So
can
you
pull it back?
Because of I guess you could. Well, there's also been a. You remember the judge that took the plea is now not the sentencing judge. So there's something there. I really don't need to be commenting on what Michael Flynn might do. But if you're a defense attorney, all of this becomes relevant to what you would do and how you would proceed in what's called the motion phase of these cases. Absolutely, you would. Again,
it's not hypothetical because there's actually been charges filed by the special counsel.
People were on the Russia probe before there was a special counsel.
Yeah.
And we're still on it after. And their text messaging is missing. So there you go. All right, Logan, let's grab some calls.
Continuing on, Victor in Washington, line five. You're on the air.
Hey, Victor.
Hi, this is Richard.
Oh, sorry, Richard. You're on the air.
Okay. Hi. I wanted to say that I'm a longtime Periscope viewer, and the FBI can no longer be trusted. And what's next? They're turned full KGB and start killing political dissidents on the streets?
Well, look, I think the agents that protect us are by and large overwhelmingly following the Constitution and following through with their oath. The question here is not the individual agents, although you had individual agents involved in this, but they were very high ranking. So, you know, Harry, when we talk about the deep state, I'm making the comment, you don't have to go so deep to figure out what was going on here.
Absolutely. So I would argue that average FBI agents can still be trusted.
Sure.
The problem rests
but the
with
system is not trustworthy.
High ranking officials. And so the question becomes, why is, for instance, Andrew McCabe still there? Why is Bruce Orr still in the Justice Department? These are pertinent questions, and hopefully the American people will not rest until at least many of these individuals lose their jobs or alternatively are convicted.
Here's the truth. This looks like obstruction of justice.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Yeah, I mean, you know, missing destroyed evidence? And they're going to come up with it. By the way, I'd like to know, and the FBI should be able to answer this question today. So FBI, here's the heads of the FBI. Who else text messaging was missing during this five-month period? Had this glitch. They said it, and then maybe others. Maybe there was. And if it was, in fact, a glitch, so to speak, how did you let it go for 6 months? Federal Bureau of Investigation? You're supposed to be catching the terrorists. So let me find
you know,
that one out.
Troubling things, which I think you take what the IRS has said, even Hillary Clinton. But if your own Federal Bureau of Investigation, top law enforcement, domestic law enforcement agency in the United States, can't figure out their own text messaging, they're so incompetent that everyone at the FBI should be fired. I mean, literally, it should be clearing house.
Yeah, including the technical people that are allowing this.
Yeah, mid-level, low-level, it does get to the point where, yes, you may have good field offices who have nothing to do with this. I'm talking main FBI here. When I talk FBI, I'm talking about D.C. FBI, Washington, D.C., the headquarters across the street from the Department of Justice.
Yep.
Clear it all out. You know, talk about drain the swamp. They obviously, the individuals that are there right now, do not have the experience or competence or willingness to actually get to the bottom of this. Ray put his stinking name on this letter to the senator who chairs the Homeland Security Committee without, it seems, going through all the processes that the senator points out. Going to the companies that provide the cell services, looking at their other phones and devices, which, by the way, they reference in their text messages, so
right.
We know they exist.
Yep.
And why is it just Page and Strzok? Why are we not finding out about how widespread this whole problem is?
Well, that's what
I just think
asked.
That we're getting the same letters from the new people, and it's like they're written by the exact same bureaucrats. It's like they have a previously written letter on how their communications are destroyed.
Can we grab one call?
We'll try this. Patrick in New Jersey, you're on the air. Mitch, sorry about that. Patrick, you're on the air.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Jay, how we doing? Question.
Yep.
It's a two-part question. Number one, can't we get a FOIA request for the text messages the day before they say that the other ones went missing and the day after?
Oh, we have those. Those exist. Miraculously. Those actually exist, Patrick, the day before and the day after. But the critical 5 months, 6 months really, those are gone. So there you have it. So, you know, we're going to look at the FOIA for process. We probably will. But I'm just going to tell you, this is unacceptable. I'm going to be on radio with Sean Hannity this afternoon to discuss this a bit. If you're, as facts develop, stay engaged, Logan. Let people know how to stay engaged for the rest of the day because things are happening.
Yeah, ACLJ.org is one way to do it. You can also find us keeping updated on social media, Facebook.com. Just go to the Jay Sekulow page, ACLJ. Same with Twitter. Follow Jay Sekulow, Jordan Sekulow, ACLJ on Twitter. And you can also download the ACLJ app, subscribe to the Jay Sekulow Live podcast. A lot of different ways you can get us. You can find all of it on ACLJ.org. You can also sign up for our daily emails. They'll come to you. Just go there and you'll find out all the great information that we provide right on ACLJ.org.
And don't forget to support the work of the ACLJ. You do that at ACLJ.org. That'll do it for the broadcast today. Talk to you tomorrow.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.